mean, it's incredibly disappointing because, of course, Alex Rowley, as our interim leader, is supposed to be neutral in all of this, and he's clearly not. But do you know what was most concerning for me was the revelations about the plot against Kezia Dugdale. It would appear that there were a number of people from the left working behind the scenes to undermine her and replace her with Richard Leonard, who turns out to be one of the leadership contenders. And I think Richard himself would want to urgently answer questions about his role in all of this, because there are people round about him who've clearly been engaged in discussions to undermine our previous leader, Kezia Dugdale.
Kezia Dugdale has come out today and said that clearly there are a lot of internal problems in the Labour Party. Surely you making these remarks today and the row surrounding it just illustrates that.
I think the problem is not with me commenting today, but actually the fact that Alex Rowley commented as he did, which was, you know, quite disappointing, and actually made quite a few people angry, because it's not just the commenting, it's the evidence of the plot that clearly existed. And I think Kez is absolutely right. There are internal tensions in the Labour Party that, frankly, get in the way of a discussion in a leadership election about who's got the best vision for Scotland.
And your fellow MSPs like Neil Findlay have come out today and said that Jackie Bailey is scraping the barrel here. What do you say?
Well, I have to say, these aren't my comments. These are the comments from Alex Rowley, our interim leader, that tells everybody clearly that there were discussions going on and a plot to undermine Kezia Dugdale. Not my words, but the words of Alex Rowley. So Neil Findlay may choose to say what he says, but actually it's not correct.
What sort of message does this send out to people listening to this right across the country, where you literally have a war of words, not only in the leadership candidates, but you have now a war of words between the former leader, the interim leader, and the MSPs in the party?
Well, that's exactly why I think we should be focusing on the vision for Scotland that both of these leadership contenders can offer. I have to say to you, though, I mean, I meet many party members who will be really dismayed that they feel it's been a complete betrayal of the values that they hold dear, that all this plotting goes on. You know, if MSPs could actually focus on holding the Scottish government to account and the UK government to account, then perhaps we would do a lot better. But, you know, Alex Rowley's comments have been disappointing, yes, but they've also made people very angry about the plots that existed to undermine Kezia Dugdale.
Surely, just finally, Jackie, this is going to play right into the hands of the SNP and the Conservatives, who say there is this bitter divide now in Scottish Labour.
Well, I think we are all engaged in wanting to have a very friendly and comradely leadership contest. The revelations coming from Alex Rowley suggest that, you know, some of us have been fooled into thinking it could be so. At the end of the day, I want Labour in power in Scotland because we have a transformative agenda that speaks to people in my communities. And I regard Alex's comments and what's been going on as just so much of a distraction.